We're going to have to move quickly if I'm going to get to about 15 minutes of different impeachment clips, boil down of the six-plus hours of testimony Friday as the House Judiciary Committee considers whether they should have a full official investigation as a prelude towards impeachment going to the floor of the House for debate. I supported the impeachment of Bill Clinton because he'd been involved in so many crimes. I was happy to get him on anything. That failed, and I am certainly supporting this impeachment because Bush has done far more. Hard to believe I'm saying this. I don't like Bill Clinton than even Bill Clinton did. But going back to Steve, the caller, for those who just tuned in, he's called in before a few times. I recognize his voice. I was a little bit hard on him because he always spews a bunch of bull. But in all fairness, I was saying earlier the mainstream media lies so much that I don't know when to believe them or not. That's why I go and I research and I look at the facts. In the case of this astronaut saying space aliens are real, they're in contact with our government, you know, I have no proof of that. NASA's been caught lying so much that I won't even report on it, other than mentioning that I don't touch it because it's just a big tar baby. But say on the subject of the White House memo calling for a provocateur action to get a U.S. aircraft shot down, flying it low so they could go to war against Saddam. The White House admitted that was a real memo and engaged in a criminal investigation that's still ongoing 2 years later since that was leaked, trying to find out who the British diplomat is that leaked the minutes of the meeting between then British Prime Minister Tony Blair and George Bush. So we should do what Steve said. When I see an article in the Chicago Tribune that goes against all the previous reportage of the media saying, no, Israel really didn't know that was a U.S. ship in 1967 during the Seven-Day War, and they accidentally attacked it. Well, I'd interviewed scores of people on the ship, on the other ships, the aircraft carriers, the admirals, so I knew the truth that it was premeditated. So then when the Chicago Tribune came out with the NSA intercepts and admitted it all, I could then say, yes, that's an accurate report. And then now it's all imploded and the government's had to admit. So, see, that's now an admission. Okay? And so I do not just believe something when the media says it. Kind of like when the media came out pretty much unanimously and said the Military Commissions Act does not allow the government to grab U.S. citizens without due process and put them in camps and secretly try them and secretly execute them. I went and interviewed a bunch of law scholars, but didn't just believe them. I read it myself, and it clearly said when they arrest you, they extrajudicially, outside of any court, the executive branch, the president and his designates, that's what it says, strip you of citizenship. And so in a weird lawyer twist, it's true. That doesn't allow that for U.S. citizens, but you were a U.S. citizen. They decide extrajudicially, outside of any system, to say you're not a citizen. So, see, I call that as a lawyer twisting. I call that as sophistry and fraud. It's like Bill Clinton saying, depends on what the is. You know, what does is mean? You understand? These lawyers play games. It's like the White House memos from Alberto Gonzalez, then chief counsel. He says, well, those aren't real memos. No, the White House admits those are real memos, and they've tried to defend those policies in a bunch of congressional hearings. And they say in the hearings when Gonzalez and others then – when he was testifying attorney general, now it's Mukasey, just sits right there and says that the president can do something that's illegal because it becomes legal when the president does it. And they said the same stuff in these hearings Friday, saying, well, the president says it's legal, it's legal. And then rightfully so, Bob Barr and others said, no, it was wrong when Nixon did it, and it's wrong now. The president can't barbecue babies on the White House lawn. The president is not above the law, whether it's Barack Obama or George Bush or Bill Clinton. So, yes, you have to be an analyst. You have to study things for years to be able to tell what's bull and what's not. And even when you have a big grasp of the geopolitical system, I mean, I'm somewhat of a master of this now. And because I am a master of geopolitical systems, I know how little I know. So I have to go consult experts and look at core documents and original research every time to make a conclusive finding. And that's why this radio show is so powerful. Because we don't make stuff up here, ladies and gentlemen. We occasionally have guests on that do speculate, and then I call it a speculation and say, folks, this is speculation. We don't know this has any bearing on reality, but it's okay for you to have that a thought process yourself. And so if it's good for the process of thinking and debate, that's a healthy thing. All right, we're about to go to break again, and I haven't even gotten your calls yet on the impeachment whitewash. Let's talk to Randy in Alaska. He wants to talk about impeachment. Go ahead, Randy. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'll be really quick. All right. I was sitting there watching that while I was listening to you. So I only caught parts of it. But there was a lot of good things said. It was really obvious that it was just a way to try to diffuse the energy behind this impeachment push. But, however, I felt like really made me feel good. Real good highlight was after Bugliosi was done speaking the first time, Conyers turned white, and he could barely compose himself. It was seconds there. He couldn't even figure out how to continue the hearing.
And let me tell you what you saw in the faces of the Republicans and Democrats. Fear.
That's
fear,
right.
Because they
That's
have killed
right.
so many congressmen,
we're winning.
So many senators. They've blown up so many of their planes. They almost killed Ron Paul and six other Texas congressmen last week with that fluke depressurization out of Houston. In their aircraft, I had Ron Paul on this week. He said it was pretty scary, and they did basically nosedive downward.
Well, I think it was a good indication that we're about to tip the bucket, and it's about to go our way. We just need to get on board and keep pushing.
I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Scott in San Antonio. You're on the air worldwide, Scott.
Hi, Alex. I love the show. About the hearings on Friday, I really enjoyed what Bugliosi had to say. I mean, he was right on, and I think he broke it down better than anybody else. However, about Bugliosi, I kind of have questions about him because...
He doesn't think JFK was a government operation.
Right. He's kind of an apologist for the Warren Commission. So I'm wondering, what's your take on that? And then I have one more follow-up.
You know, all I know is what he was saying was true about Bush, and that's the point. He's so mainline and so respected as a legal scholar to have him saying the government was trying to stage events to go to war and the government's criminal, I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, I don't particularly like Bob Barr. I mean, former CIA himself, but he's, you know, looks like he's turning the corner. And that's the point. This administration has done so much that's bad, they've got a lot of mainline people against them.
Okay, and also this Congressman Steve King, this neocon, he was bringing up something about Ambassador Joe Wilson at the very beginning, trying to say, contradict him or say that Joe Wilson contradicted himself with the yellow cake uranium. Said he said something to the CIA and he was going to provide documents. And I went online and I don't think he provided any sort of documents.
Well, look, the White House admits they produce fake uranium yellow cake documents, fake aluminum tube info. The British sold the hydrogen balloon trucks that pumped those. They had it in Jane's Weapons Quarterly. The troops going in, the inspectors, those trucks had already been inspected in 92, 93, 94, 95 until the inspections ended in 96. The media, the propaganda corps, ran directly to those hydrogen trucks for pumping up artillery direction blimps and said these are anthrax facilities. Knowing, I mean, they knew what the trucks were. Anyone who knew anything about weapon systems knew what they were. I mean, that'd be like if I went outside and pointed at a Volkswagen bus and said it was a nuclear bomb. But they knew how dumb the public was that they went to British systems that U.S. money bought for Saddam when he killed 1,300,000 Iranians for us. They went and ran directly to the systems we sold them that were for, again, pumping up balloons that have cameras on them to World War I technology to direct cameras that are on balloons to direct artillery in trench warfare with the Iranians.
Yeah, one final thing. You mentioned on your website, Infowars.com, Iran attack, election suspension, and martial law. Is that part of the fear that the Democrats had if they went ahead with impeachment? And
yeah, let me talk about that when we get back. That's up on Infowars.com. Stay with us.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. they've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
ID Stronghold?
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You know, I tend to do this, hurry through complex data. A caller brought up one of the congressmen in the whitewash impeachment hearing Friday trying to claim that it was disinfo that the White House lied about uranium from Africa, when the White House has been caught and has had to admit it was a lie. They didn't screw up on intelligence, they falsified it. And that's admitted in 1,000 sources. Then I went to one of the little-known cases. Remember, they said they found anthrax trucks. Iraq was behind the anthrax attack. It turned out it was U.S. weaponized. And now even mainstream media is saying the government probably launched the attacks. I even have a History Channel clip where they say that. But to make a long story short, there are hydrogen balloons that they use in the military that the British and the U.S. sold to Iraq when they were our allies back in the 1980s during the Iran-Iraq war. And these trucks direct the cables and the hydrogen. They pump up the little balloons, the blimps. They're tethered. They go up in a battlefield situation. They have video cameras on them. And then they zoom in on enemy formations and movements because, you know, they can send these up 30,000, 40,000 feet in some cases. But normally they're tethered about 10,000 feet. And then they can direct artillery. Now, they had U.N. inspectors in there and U.S. inspectors in there during the early and mid-90s. And so to a lot of the American people, again, they went on the news and said, look, anthrax trucks, when quote, we had sold them to them, had nothing to do with anthrax. Be like if I went on the news and showed a hot water heater in somebody's house and said, this is a nuclear weapon. It would just be a lie, folks. It's an insult of your intelligence. And that's the type of just lying they did. All right, I digress. The caller had brought up a story that's on Infowars.com, and it's sourced by two mainstream newspapers, and then where a congressman was, you can go read about it, we don't have time to get into it, was questioned about a Democratic congressman about why aren't you for impeachment? And he said, because they will launch an attack on Iran as a political diversion and declare martial law here domestically if you try to impeach George Bush. Now, that's what all these White House insiders have been telling me. That's what Republican memos say that we've posted and written articles about. And so we're in a very dangerous situation. Now forget this congressman saying that. I have a Fox News clip up on Infowars.com right now from Friday. Dick Morris on Fox, Iran to be attacked no matter who is elected. And he says that. He says Israel, I talked to Israel, they plan to attack before the election, early October, late September, early October. Go watch it for yourself. So Iran will attack back, and then there'll be such a huge quagmire that people will elect John McCain. I mean, there they are right there saying what the Democratic congressman is saying. And you can go watch the Fox News clip right now. I'm not going to play it here because there's issues. We can play short clips of things. It was just another court ruling on that in another case. But I just don't play something unless I absolutely have to. Just go watch it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? All right. Let's, because I can link to the YouTube, and we are linked to it. That's YouTube's issue. Let's go ahead. You know what? I'm going to play a Vincent Bugliosi clip. We're going to come back and play more clips and then take your calls. Heidi, Bill, Scott, George, Paul, Rod, Roger, Tim, it's just, we'll get to all of you, but right now, Vincent Bugliosi, here he is in the impeachment hearings Friday.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I have been told that the rules of this House dictate that although I can quote what President George Bush said, I am forbidden from accusing him of a crime or even any dishonorable conduct, only being allowed to use the words Bush administration or administration officials. This will not make for the best of articulations, but I'll do the best that I can. In my book here, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, I present evidence that proves beyond all reasonable doubt that Bush administration officials took this nation to war in Iraq on a lie, under false pretenses, and therefore under the law. They are guilty of murder for the deaths of over 4,000 young American soldiers who have died so far in Iraq fighting their war. And let's not forget the over 100,000 innocent Iraqi men, women, children, and babies who have died horrible, violent deaths because of this war. I am fully aware that the charge I just made is a very serious one, but let me say that at this stage of my career, I don't have time for fanciful reveries. I never in a million years would propose a murder prosecution of Bush administration officials if I didn't believe there was more than enough evidence to convict them and that I was standing on strong legal ground. What is some of that evidence? Because of time constraints, I'm only going to mention one piece of evidence today. I have documentary evidence that when George Bush told the nation on the evening of October 7, 2002, that Saddam Hussein was an imminent threat to the security of this country, he was telling millions of unsuspecting Americans the exact opposite of what his own CIA had told administration officials just 6 days earlier in a classified report on October the 1st, that Hussein was not an imminent threat. But it gets worse. On October the 4th, the Bush administration put out an unclassified summary version of the classified report so they could give it to Congress and the American people. And this unclassified version came to be known as the White Paper. And in this White Paper, which I have in front of me, the conclusion of U.S. intelligence that Saddam Hussein was not an imminent threat to the security of this country was completely deleted. Every single one of these all-important words was taken out. So Congress and the American people never saw any of this. Since we are talking about a matter of war and peace, with the safety and lives of millions of human beings at that time hanging in the balance, and with Congress about to vote in 1 week on whether or not it should authorize George Bush to go to war in Iraq, what could possibly be worse, and I repeat, what could possibly be worse and more criminal than the Bush administration deliberately keeping this all-important conclusion from Congress and the American people? The terrible reality is that the Bush administration has gotten away with thousands upon thousands of murders. And we, America, the American people, cannot let them do this. During the question and answer period, if requested, I will give you words from George Bush's own mouth that I believe will prove shocking to most of you folks in this chamber. On December 9, 1998, a previous House Judiciary Committee issued 4 articles of impeachment against President Bill Clinton for doing something infinitely less significant than what the evidence shows the Bush administration did in this case. Indeed, it is a calumny, a slander of the highest rank, to even talk about them in the same breath or on the same page. If a House Judiciary Committee could recommend that President Clinton be impeached for what he did, as they say in the law, a fortiori, all the more so, with all the highly incriminating evidence that I set forth in my book, much of it documentary, you shouldn't have any difficulty making a criminal referral to the Department of Justice to commence a criminal investigation of the Bush administration to determine whether first-degree murder charges should be brought against certain members of this administration. And I hereby strongly urge you to do so. Whether Republican or Democrat, all Americans should be absolutely outraged over what the Bush administration has done. How dare they do what they did? How dare they?
All right, we'll come back. We'll finish up with Bugliosi. There's a lot more, but then we're going to play a Bob Barr clip and some others, and then more of your phone calls. But we think it's important to play this because it's big news, it's important, and the media is ignoring it. But we're not. We'll be right back.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In this age age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All Americans should be absolutely outraged over what the Bush administration has done. How dare they do what they did? How dare they? Let's just take a half minute or so to wrap it up. Directly because of this administration...
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you. I'm going to ask the chairman to comment or clear the...
May I wrap this up right
here? Just a minute, please. I'm asking the chairman a question. Mr. Chairman, a few minutes ago you said you would clear the room if there was an outburst, and I think there has clearly been an outburst. I'll leave it up to your discretion as to...
I'm not going to clear the room, but I would ask the guests here at the hearing to not give any indication of approval or disapproval of any of the statements being made by the witnesses.
Directly because of this administration's war, there are well over 100,000 precious human beings in their cold graves right now as I am talking to you. Speaking metaphorically, I want you to hear, as I do, their cries for justice. I say that it would greatly dishonor those in their graves who paid the ultimate price because of this war were you not to refer this case to the Department of Justice. If we want this nation to become the great nation it once was, widely respected around the world, we can hardly do this if we don't take the first step of bringing those responsible for the war in Iraq to justice. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, folks, now in just a moment, I'm going to play the Bob Barr clip. This is Congressman Bob Barr, former congressman, running as the Libertarian presidential candidate right now. This is his comments. Later, he got into some really hardcore statements, but we're not going to have time to play all those because I want to come back in the final segment and talk to Heidi and everybody else that is patiently holding. We're going to get to you, everybody, but here is Bob Barr.
Congressman, our former Congressman Bob Barr, came from Georgia, represented his state from 1995 to 2003. He was a senior member on the Judiciary Committee and was vice chairman of the Government Reform Committee. Since leaving the House, Congressman Barr has worked extensively on privacy issues, with organizations like the American Conservative Union and the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. We're very pleased to have him here today. He is currently the 2008 Libertarian nominee for President of the United States. Welcome back to the Judiciary Committee, Bob Barr.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. It's always a pleasure to come home to this great institution, the Congress, and, of course, this committee. And I very much appreciate the members here today, represented by the sitting ranking member, Mr. King, of Iowa. We've heard earlier today, I forget which members in their opening statements, Mr. Chairman, alluded to various poll numbers regarding the presidency and the Congress and so forth. But there was a study recently gauging the public's awareness of and impression of something else that's even more important than political polls, and that is the privacy trust rankings of U.S. government agencies, which is put out annually by the nonpartisan Poneman Institute. And very revealing in this most recent 2008 survey, ranking at not at the top of the list where the U.S. Postal Service is, which might indicate to some the depth of the problem that we have, that the U.S. Postal Service is the most trusted institution of the federal government, but ranking near the bottom is the Department of Justice. Nearly four times as many Americans place their trust, would sooner place their trust in the U.S. Postal Service than the U.S. Department of Justice. That should concern all of us as Americans and certainly all members of the Judiciary Committee, certainly regardless of which side of the aisle they sit on. And I think points to the very valid reason for the chair convening this hearing today, which hopefully will be the first of many inquiring into and following on the earlier work of this committee to get to the bottom of what appear to be certainly problematic uses of executive power that do great detriment, great harm to the fundamental institutions of our government, namely checks and balances and separation of powers. One does not need to impugn the reputation or the motives of any one president, whether the current president or any other president, to recognize the validity and importance of the matters before this committee. As one of America's greatest jurists, Justice Louis Brandeis, said many years ago, and I quote, "The greatest dangers to liberty lurk in the insidious encroachment by men of zeal, well-meaning, but without understanding." It is up to this committee to provide that understanding, to point out to the American people those instances of which they are legion with the current administration, in which, to be most charitable, that understanding of the institution of liberty is sorely lacking. Most recently, two of America's current jurists, I think, echoed in their own way in different contexts the sentiments of Justice Brandeis. For example, Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, in a majority opinion, 5-4 majority opinion regarding the value and place of habeas corpus as an underpinning not just of our society but of Western civilization itself, said, and I quote him, "The laws and Constitution are designed to survive and remain in force in extraordinary times. Liberty and security can be reconciled, and in our system they are reconciled within the framework of the law." And another of America's current jurists, appointed by President Reagan to the D.C. Court, "You can fight the war," quote, "You can fight the war on terrorism and lose everything if you have no civil liberties left when you get through fighting the war." We've heard from some of the earlier members of the first panel and members of this learned committee on some of the specific instances of executive branch and separation of power abuses that we've witnessed with regard to the current administration and in recent years. Some of these trends began before the current administration, but have been taken to new and unprecedented levels. And those are recounted to certainly a less eloquent extent than we've heard already in my written remarks, which I know the chair will introduce into the record. But there are a number of specifics that I think need to be mentioned. We've heard reference to the secret OLC opinions, Office of Legal Counsel, by this administration. Here again, this is nothing new, but the degree and depth and secrecy of which I think is new and very, very troubling as an activity that undermines respect for the rule of law, separation of powers, and the legitimate power of the Congress to conduct oversight of the executive branch. I quote just one, and we still don't even know the extent of even this one memoranda from 2001 because it remains still classified. But this was a memorandum that indicated that, quote, the Fourth Amendment had no application to domestic military operations, close quote. I mean, what in the heck is the administration talking about? First of all, about domestic military operations, and secondly, to display the audacity to declare that the Fourth Amendment does not reach and does not surround those operations, whatever they are, with the protections of the Fourth Amendment to our Constitution. That is the depth, I think, of the lack of understanding of the fundamental institutions of our government that have been displayed by and disdained by the current administration at a level taking them far beyond those problems that we have seen in prior administrations. This is not a problem with a particular president. It is not a problem with a particular administration, although the degree to which these problems have manifested themselves with the current administration is problematic. This is an institutional concern. For one thing, Mr. Chairman, every administration...
It is an institutional concern. Our form of government is being altered towards classical tyranny. Take PDD 51. The cover sheet says that the president's basically a dictator, and the Homeland Security Committee, as high up as the president in national security, is not allowed to see it. But the cover sheet says he's a dictator. Then the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Go read it. It says for martial law in America. And this power is building up against the people, regardless of who is in office. We'll be right back.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and breadlines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, final segment. We're not going to have time to play any more of the clips. I have scores of them, dozens of them up on Infowars.com. Find out what's happening to your country, ladies and gentlemen.
And where have you been?
We're going to go ahead and take a bunch of calls, loaded phone lines here. Heidi in Maryland, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Yes, I want to thank you for what you're doing. You know, I'm also sick and tired of the deceit that's going on. And, you know, more and more people need to stand up and do something about it. You know, the majority of the public know. They know that something is going on, but not enough people are standing up and speaking out.
That's right. If the people aren't involved in the government, it will be taken over by special interest, and the special interest will set up a tyranny. That happens all throughout history, every time. It's happening here, period. It's nonpartisan, folks. They get you to fight all day about who's doing it, Republicans or Democrats. They're all doing it. Fundamentally, we're in trouble.
And we're in deep trouble. I mean, I see signs of you know, you speak about martial law a lot, and I see a lot of signs of martial law.
Look, 2 weeks ago, sure, go ahead and report your example.
Okay. Within the year, there have been new evacuation signs placed up. For instance, we have a major route, 301, going from D.C. into Delaware. There's evacuation signs placed on in both directions.
Yeah, they're gearing up to stage a huge crisis that they'll use to totally re-engineer our society. They have police coming to people's doors from Dallas, Texas to Oakland, California, knocking on the door saying, let us inspect your guns, or in areas where guns are illegal, coming in and pushing their way in and confiscating guns without probable cause, looking door to door. And now they've announced, oh, the National Guard are going to help fight gun crime in America. See, one day it's to fight terror, and people are like, ooh, next they'll be policing, and now they're just doing it. This is it. It's slow motion, martial law acclimating the population, Heidi.
And I also want to tell you, yesterday I saw something really weird. My daughter actually ran in the house and pulled me outside. And not too far, there was a plane flying right over our apartments. I mean, it was a passenger airplane. And I don't know if I'm getting caught up in the fear-mongering. But, I mean, it was low enough to fly into a tall building. And that is very odd.
Are you by an airport?
No, I'm not. I'm in Germantown, Maryland.
Well, it might have been having a technical problem. You know, that again, it's not just the country falling apart. The airlines are falling apart. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Michigan. First-time caller. Welcome, Bill. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. I tell you one thing. You're an American hero.
No, I'm just doing my job.
I'm an old man, and I'm telling you what. I'm so damn proud to talk to you right now. And but Luke has got the kahunas. I wish he was my grandson. I'm so proud of that.
Talking about We Are Change, Luke Radowski in the film Truth Rising, yes.
And I watched that film, and I'm telling you, people need to wake up. People are ignorant. This country's going down a rat hole, and nobody's standing up but you, sir.
No, a lot of people are standing up, and we appreciate you. Let you go, Bill. Your phone's really bad, and we're short on time, but thank you for the kind words. George in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yes, I'd like to know, didn't Congress or somebody go around to the military saying don't engage in any military operations when Nixon was being impeached?
Yes, they did.
I mean, why are they not doing it now?
They knew to, because they knew Nixon was planning to bomb the Republican National Convention to set up martial law. I knew that a decade ago, but I was in a hotel room in Dallas a few years ago for an event and saw a Frontline PBS special all about it with the tapes and everything. My goodness, I didn't even know that. I mean, this is really becoming mainstream information, and he was also planning to start a war later when he got in trouble over that. Great point.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Fabulous call. I just love your calls. I should have got to more of them earlier. Roger in Oregon. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Roger.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, great job, man. I got one comment, and then I have one question for you.
Sure.
Number one, when Bugalosi was up there on the platform, man, I was howling, and I was doing backflips all over the room, man. I just couldn't believe it. It was just so awesome. And one thing I was wondering is this Conley or the guy, he must have been on downers or something. He sure appeared that way to me, the way he was conducting all this stuff. But if I would have been there myself, they probably would have thrown me in jail because I would have been bouncing all over that room.
Yeah, Conyers was acting scared and very subdued and did look like he'd had a half bottle of Jack Daniels, but I don't think it was Jack Daniels. I think he was just scared. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Scott in San Diego. Thanks for holding, Scott. You're on the air. Go ahead, Scott in San Diego, California. Okay, he's not there. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul. No, it's Tim first in Los Angeles. Tim in Los Angeles, then Paul. Tim in L.A., go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long time, first time. It's a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. I was fortunate enough to be at a benefit yesterday afternoon here in the Brentwood area for Dennis Kucinich, a re-election campaign fundraising drive for him. And not only was he there, but Vincent Bugliosi, Warren Beatty, and a few other celebrities. And the crowd there, Alex, it was so incredibly awesome because a lot of the people had seen the C-SPAN coverage the day before, so we're talking about that. But in addition, there was a guy there from We Are Change LA. There were other truthers there that knew about your show. And when it came time for the question and answer period with Congressman Kucinich, some really incredible questions were asked. One guy asked him about the first responders, and could you please address the free fall demolition of the World Trade Center, and then a question about the Bilderbergers.
And what did Kucinich say?
Well, he did his best to be as diplomatic as he could without giving away too much information. He let on he knew about the centralized bank, even though he didn't call him by, you know, Federal Reserve.
Well, I've interviewed Kucinich. He said he always keeps his promises. He had hearings about the deadly dust and exposed that. But he said he's going to have an investigation about 9/11.
Yes, and because I was, you know, I was born in Cleveland, and I was at Kent State when the National Guard opened fire on us in 1970. I was able to talk to him and a few other people about this stuff. But if possible, could I tell you a couple things off the air? I don't think it's appropriate to say it in a public forum right now.
Yeah, I'll put you on hold. When the show's over, I'll come to you in a few minutes, okay? Or you can give him your number right now. Get Tim's number, and I'll call him back, or I'll talk to him. Just keep him on hold. I'll talk to Tim when I get off air. Let's talk to Paul in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Paul. Welcome.
Hello there, Alex. Thanks for all your hard work. I'm just calling a little, you know, disgruntled and disappointed. Not sure what to do. What's the most important thing I can do in the truth movement?
I mean, disgruntled? I mean,
I just came back from Iraq, buddy.
Oh, I understand. But I was trying to ask, what are you disgruntled about? Just
you know, it's so hard to it's hard to wake up my family, and I'm trying to be patient because I know it took me a long time. I saw Loose Change back in 2005, and then just kind of ignored it. You know, I didn't want to know it. And then the more I know, the less I want to know. No news is good news, kind of thing. You know.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff happening, but people are rising to the challenge. I mean, Congress, for the first time in its history, has a 9% approval rating, showing people finally understand it's both parties, and they can't play that distraction game, blaming it on each other. We know this is about global corporatization. We know they want a global authoritarian state. We have all their own documents, IMF, World Bank documents, RAND Corporation, British Defense Department, Ministry of Defense. We know there's a great tyranny upon us, and knowing is half the battle, as you know, and so... You know, the great part is our troops, even if the war is evil, they meant well, and we can't say you didn't have courage.
There are great people in the Army. I miss them in the best.
Well, exactly. So that doesn't take anything away from you. And so I wouldn't be disgruntled. Just get in the fight. And I think the best thing you can do is get films like Truth Rising. I mean, it's free on Google Video. The best version's on YouTube for free. There's a full version on a YouTube channel. And get it out to everybody. Truth Rising is my new 9/11 film. It's cinema verite. There's no voiceover. It's very well done. If you want a high-quality DVD, get it at InfoWars.com. Download it right now in super high quality for 15 cents. It's almost DVD quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, that's a big part of it. Instead of talking yourself blue in the face with people, just give them a film. One last caller, Ben in Virginia. You're our tail gunner, Ben.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I just wanted to say I was there at the event, and I am more pissed off at this government than I have ever been. The most shocking thing.
You're saying you were there at the House Judiciary Committee hearing.
I was there. I was sitting in the audience. I watched as that Republican second to the chairman.
Lamar Smith.
The
fake conservative.
He was trying to get a veteran kicked out because he was wearing a button, right? He was trying to provocateur us to get the whole meeting shut down, and we shut up immediately.
I noticed he kept trying that, yeah.
Yeah, that's... It was the most shocking and disgusting display of power I've ever seen.
Yeah, Lamar Smith acts like he wants to control the borders while he really toadies around trying to drop them. And really shameful. He can't hold Dennis Kucinich or Ron Paul's coffee. I hear you. Hey, call me tomorrow on the live show, the weekday show. We'll talk more about it, okay?
All right, you got it. Talk to you later.
We're out of time. I'm sorry. I don't have time to get to everybody else. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back here next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That's 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific. We'll see you on the web at truthnews.us, infowars.net, and prisonplanet.com. God bless you all. Stand up for liberty. Stand up for freedom. Yeah.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.